Hello, everyone, and welcome to another story time with Miss T and Mini Me's. Today, we'll be reading This Book is on Fire by Ryan Karras and artwork by Arthur Lynn. Are you ready?
Yay.
Let's get into it. Greetings, little one. Finn the Frog here. I am so glad you came to visit my book today. I can't wait to show you what I have planned. You are in for a real treat. Come on, I promise you won't be disappointed. Let me welcome you to my top of the line kit. Whoa, earthquake! Quick, find something to hold on to. Oh no, whoa.
Oh no.
Holy moly, that was a big one. You okay over there, kid? What do you mean, your stomach?
Yeah.
That was you being hungry? Yikes! Why didn't you say so? Today, your lunch is going to be prepared by the world's most spectacular chef. Turn the page and let me introduce you. Drum roll, please. Me! That's right. I, Finn the Frog, am the chef of your dreams. The king of the kitchen. The food fanatic. The appetizing amphibian. Wait, no. Scratch that last one. What I'm trying to say is, I am very good at cooking. Now, let's get into it and fix that growly tummy. First up, my world's famous pasta. This is a recipe handed down from my great-grandfather, Freddy. He was born in a pond just outside of Italy. Quite the chef, that guy. The sauce is made from fire roasted tomato. Oh, I can't wait for you to try this. And now for the final touch. Voila! Famous Freddy's pasta. Bon appetit. Take a bite and tell me that isn't the best thing you've ever had. What? No green stuff? You have got to be kidding. I will have you know that green stuff is organic lily pad imported all the way from Italy. It's a delicacy. No green stuff? Ridiculous! Bleh. Let me hear you.
Bleh.
That lily pad was expensive, and now it's getting washed down the sink. Rude. That's what it is. Would it be so hard to say the green stuff's not my favorite? Never mind, just wait until you see what I have planned next. Get ready for your taste buds to do a happy dance. Let's see, what do you think is next? Oh no, let's see. I have two words for you. Meatloaf. This isn't your granny's meatloaf. Ha! It's my granny's, actually. But with my own special flair. Good old American comfort food. So tender, so juicy. Simply the best. I bet you're licking the plate clean after this one. What? Not your favorite? Well, at least you were polite this time. It's not like you called it mushy? You're calling my meatloaf mushy? I'll have you know that mush comes from the finest swamp mud this side of the Mississippi. You sure are hard to please. Wait, I know what you'll like. The next dish is, without a question, the best one I make. Do you smell it? Heavenly. Specially marinated and flame-grilled Brazilian ribeye with chopped potatoes. Consider yourself lucky, kid. This dish is delicioso. Sounds pretty good. Stinky? That's preposterous. Everyone knows that soaking the meat in pond water is the best way to tenderize it. Ew. And it provides a lovely aroma. Well, every time I soak in it, it softens me right up and I think I smell fabulous. What did you say? No frog legs are not on the menu. Oh boy, this is a disaster. I should have just made you those little dinosaur nuggets or noodles and butter. Or grilled cheese. Or, wait, what? Grilled cheese? That's what you want?
Uh-huh.
Okay, kid, you win. I know I'm a great chef, and you're a hungry kid. So, grilled cheese it is. Basic, bland. Boring. No special skills required to cook this one. Oh, what difference does it make? I've already made you so many dirty dishes. What's one more? I better get started on them. You know how I feel about a mess. And cleaning this one up is going to take me all... I got distracted and forgot to flip your grilled cheese. And look, now it's burning. Don't panic. Finn, don't panic. You can handle this. No, you can't. Mayday, mayday. This book is on fire. Kid, turn the page and help me put this thing out quick. Holy smokes. Thanks, kid. That was crazy. Let's just keep that page closed so it doesn't spread to the rest of the book. Phew. Sorry about the sandwich. Let me make you a new one. Huh? You're taking that? Why? What are you thinking? You don't have to do that just to be polite.
Give me that.
Oh, slightly burnt grilled cheese is your favorite. Maybe you're not impossible to please. I guess I never thought of asking you what you like. Bless you. I just assumed everyone would like my food. I shall call it totally toasted cheesy pleasy. Whoa. Why is my book shaking again? Is this another earth? Wow. You know, in my culture, a burp is considered a compliment to the chef. I'll take it. Oh, look, you're not the only one who likes burnt grilled cheese. Maybe mistakes aren't always a bad thing. Care for some dessert? Ew. Get it while it's hot. What's that on top of that pie? Nah, those look like flies. You see their
wings?
Yeah, you see their wings?
Ew. Yeah.
Did you guys like that book?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I liked it too. I think I want a grilled cheese sandwich now. How about you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's end this story so we can go make a grilled cheese sandwich, okay? All right, till next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.